As technology advances, basic access to broadband internet is essential to everything from economic development to education. Yet access is lacking in many areas throughout Western North Carolina, and officials like State Representative Kevin Corbin want to better connect the region.
I think it's lacking in most rural areas, and it certainly is here. Internet is certainly available and is available to most areas, but when you talk about high speed, it's very limited. If you get closer to downtown, closer to the major highways, it tends to be there. But in the outlying areas, it's pretty sparse as far as high-speed internet.
According to an FCC report from 2016, North Carolina ranks 9th in the nation in overall broadband deployment. But just 1% of its residents without internet access live in urban areas, while 89%, or about 640,000 people, live in rural areas like Macon County.
I think we're in okay shape compared to other people, but you know, our goal would certainly be to get high-speed internet available to 100% of our residents. Now, when that's possible, and if that's possible in the near future, that's to be determined.
Corbin is starting his first term in the North Carolina House, where he will represent District 120, consisting of Clay, Graham, Cherokee, and Macon counties, the westernmost district in the state, which is heavily rural. The goal of expanding his district's broadband infrastructure is nothing new to the freshman representative, nor the region. Fellow Republican and freshman representative Mike Clampett of neighboring District 119 echoed Corbin in an interview with WCQS's Jeremy Loeb.
We have a very sparse availability of broadband. What I would like to see personally happen is some competition with that.
Representative Corbin also indicated that he's looking at resources currently available for the task of expanding broadband in the mountains, such as the State Parks and Recreation Fund. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.